This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Jesus heals a man with an unclean spirit in the synagogue. And just before casting it out, the Spirit declares that Jesus is the Holy One of God. The people were obviously amazed at Jesus's authority. The whole town came out to Jesus looking for their own healings. And among them is a leper. According to social and religious law, the leper was supposed to stay outside the city and avoid human contact. But Jesus reaches out and touches this man, and immediately the man is healed. The new flood of attention because of this miracle forces Jesus out of the city and into what's called a lonely place. When Jesus returns home to Capernaum, not only does he heal another paralyzed man, but he also forgives his sins as well. And the religious leaders condemn this as blasphemy, but the crowds glorify God. After this, Jesus calls Levi, a tax collector, to be his next disciple. And tax collectors were considered sinners and traitors by their neighbors. The religious leaders demand an explanation for why Jesus is associating with this outcast. Well, Jesus explains it simply. People who claim to be well don't need a doctor. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but to call sinners. The leper, the paralytic, and the tax collector all had one thing in common. They were all outcasts. And the good news is that Jesus saves them all by trading places with them. When the leper is healed, he is permitted to return to the temple while Jesus is forced out into a lonely place outside the city where the lepers belonged. The paralytic, like all people, was a sinner, and Levi, the tax collector, was viewed as a Jewish traitor and a pawn of the Roman authorities. The Pharisees refused to eat with sinners because, in their mind, breaking bread with them was a sign of being counted as one of them. But Jesus was not afraid to be counted among the sinners. Like Isaiah prophesied, God's suffering servant would be numbered among the transgressors and even die like one of them. This is how Jesus heals the sick, accepts the outcast, and forgives the sinner, not only by going to them, but by taking their place. You see, he took our sickness. He was outcast. He became sin for us. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we are healed, brought near, and made righteous in him. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who forgives sins and heals our diseases. And may you see Jesus as the one who trades places with us and by whose wounds we are healed.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.